The Americans with Disabilities Act will turn 30 years old next year. The ADA is seen as a major legislative accomplishment and a victory for civil rights for people with disabilities. But it's just one part of a decades-long struggle for equal rights and cultural acceptance, one that continues today. Our next guest has been on the forefront of the disability rights movement for many years. In a new memoir, she shares her story of getting involved and fighting for the cause. Nadina Laspina is a disability rights activist. Her new book is called Such a Pretty Girl, A Story of Struggle, Empowerment, and Disability Pride. She joins us from Argo Studios in New York. Nadina, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this title of your book, Such a Pretty Girl, this is something that you heard over and over again growing up in your native Sicily after having polio. How did this affect you? What was the meaning behind that statement when people said it?
Well, people never said such a pretty girl. They said such a pretty girl. What a shame. What a shame. So that made me feel that I was being pretty was a terrible thing, and that I was different from everybody else. So there was this very oppressive religious atmosphere. I went to my mother would take me to the across the street to the nuns, and what I grew up with was pity from everybody around me. And also the knowledge that that my life was going to be unhappy. I mean, that's what I got, the message I got.
Literally, that, one of the nuns told you, right? You will never be happy.
Literally, one of the nuns told me, yes. And that was my first act of rebellion when I said, absolutely not. I won't take this. I said, no, I will so be happy. And actually hit the nun with my fist, which is, I was lucky that she didn't take out the ruler. But yes, that's how my story started in this little town in Sicily. And in the book, that's kind of the bad place where we can all find ourselves, so those of us who have disabilities, where you feel isolated. I didn't know anybody else, that I had no role models, where all you get is pity. And my father's belief that all he had to do was get me to America so I could be cured. And for him, of course, that was his way of expressing his love for me. He would have done anything. But what I heard was that I was not good the way I was, that I needed to be fixed, that my body was no good. And that reinforced this idea that, you know, I had no future to look forward to. He did manage then to bring me to the U.S. Together with Such a Pretty Girl. That was the one refrain. The other refrain was my father telling me, in America, Camini, in America, Guarisci, which means in America, you're going to be cured. And when I came here, I was in the hospital, having surgery after surgery after surgery, where they tried to get me to walk with braces and crutches. And the good thing about being in the hospital was that I was no longer isolated. I met so many disabled girls and boys, and they were like me. and I made a very, very close friend, the girl that became my best friend. Unfortunately, she took those messages of doom a little too seriously. Well, you know, we all did. Those were the messages around us, and we all kind of internalized that negativity. The girl committed suicide, and it was after her suicide after I went through a really deep depression that I found the movement, and the movement was just starting, and I feel that it saved my life. We were just it was a time of movements. I mean, we were talking about rights. Everybody was talking about rights. Of course, the civil rights movement was the best possible example, and women's rights, gay rights, and even animal rights. I mean, everybody, it was that time of great uprising, really. But I had never ever thought that as a disabled person I had rights. I thought that, you know, that was my problem, my tragedy. That's how they made me feel. It was disability was seen only as a medical problem and a tragedy. And it was only when we started getting together and comparing notes that we realized that it wasn't so much the disability that was making us so unhappy, but the way we were treated and the fact that we didn't have all the supports that we needed. And certainly we were living in a world that was never made for us. So the first battles we fought were for access. I happen to be a wheelchair user, but of course there's all types of access. But one of the first fights I remember being involved in was for transportation, because we couldn't, you know, we couldn't get out of the house. And even worse for some others who were stuck in institutions. But I was one of the privileged ones because I was able to drive. So I learned to drive early on. I could use my arms. I couldn't use my legs, but I could use my arms, and I drove with hand controls. And we were the privileged ones, the ones who could drive, because there was no way we could get on a bus or a train.
We're talking to Nadina Laspina, author of the new memoir, Such a Pretty Girl, A Story of Struggle, Empowerment, and Disability Pride. And Nadina, we look back from today to the Americans with Disabilities Act, to bus access, to the parking spots for people with disabilities. And it seems like, from hindsight, they just happened. You were there. They happened because you and others fought for them, right?
Right. People think that the change that they see happened because this is such a wonderful country and the government is so great that did all these things for us poor disabled people. But we had to fight for everything. To get those lifts on the buses, we literally went and got in front of the bus and said, if this bus if I cannot get on this bus is not moving. And people would get very angry. It's not like we had much support those days. Even today, we don't have that much support. We had to fight for everything, every ramp, everything, the braille on the elevators, the sign language interpreters, whatever forms of access. It's been 50 years, really, because the seeds were planted even earlier a little bit, but it really started in New York City. It started in, 1970 when a young woman named Judy Heumann decided to sue the Board of Education when she was denied a license to teach because she was a wheelchair user. She used the wheelchair and she was seen as a fire hazard, and she couldn't teach. And she, instead of going home and crying her eyes out like the rest of us would have done, she sued the Board of Education and started Disabled in Action, which is the organization that's here in New York City. And I've been part of Disabled in Action for a very long time, since the beginning. And also then joined the organization ADAPT. ADAPT in 2017 had a lot of media attention when the ADAPT activists were dragged out of Congress and arrested, taken out of their wheelchairs, some of them, when fighting against the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. So those are two organizations that I was very, very involved with. But I am with ADAPT. I was ADAPT is one organization that really makes excellent use of civil disobedience. So I've been arrested. I can't tell you how many times. I lost count at a certain point. Certainly more than 50, maybe close to 100. I don't know. I was arrested very recently here in New York, but not a specific disability cause, but to in a demonstration against the detention centers. I do believe that the struggle of all oppressed people is is a common struggle.
And Nadina, we're
interconnects.
We're just about out of time, and you tell a lot more stories in your book. But I wanted to ask you before we're done to that statement from a nun early in your life: "You'll never be happy." Have you been happy?
I feel like I'm the luckiest woman in the world. I have lived a life that is continues to be so rich and so full of purpose. I believe purpose is very important in life. And I found the love of my life in the movement. We were together for 27 years. Unfortunately, he passed away 5 months ago. But we did a lot of work together. And we won many battles here in New York together. And I, even though I'm still very much, I'm grieving his loss, I still can say I feel I am the luckiest woman in the world. So that nun, I certainly proved that nun wrong.
Nadina, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Nadina Laspina, disability rights activist. We've been talking about her new memoir. It's called Such a Pretty Girl, A Story of Struggle, Empowerment, and Disability Pride.